for members only. Golf Smarter number 391, published on July 2, 2013.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Muscle activation technique therapy for more consistency and distance.
This is Golf Smarter.
Laura Lorman, welcome to Golf Smarter for members only.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for reaching out and wanting to come on to the podcast. How the heck did you find Golf Smarter?
Through my fiance. He actually turned me on to it, and I'm a golfer myself, and I've also had a lot of joint issues and stuff, so it was kind of one of those things. I work with golfers to try to make them feel better, and I just kind of thought it would be kind of a cool venture to get on a podcast and let people know how muscle activation techniques can help their golf game. You know, it's something that a lot of people have never heard of.
Right. And we're talking about muscle activation techniques.
Correct.
Okay. Before I ask you what exactly that means, first of all, congratulations on being engaged.
And thank you.
Obviously a very smart guy if he found Golf Smarter. Good for him. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you have a date set?
No, we're not going to go there.
Okay, fine. So, smart, but, and so who's got the commitment for, okay, so let's talk about
that's
muscle.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, right. That's on the Mommy Podcast. So, let's talk about muscle activation technique or MAT, right?
Yes. Yep. Yep. That's the easiest way to refer to it. We refer to it as MAT.
Okay. And what is it that you do and that got you to muscle activation technique?
Okay, so I started out as a personal trainer. Prior to that, I actually competed wakeboarding professionally for 8 years. I don't know if you're familiar with wakeboarding. Some people may not be. It's basically like snowboarding behind a boat.
Right.
But, you know, lots of flips, a lot of impact. I had all kinds of joint issues myself, whether I've had 2 ACL surgeries.
Ouch.
I've had hip problems and back problems and shoulder issues. And
you're not old enough to have this many problems.
That's what I thought. I was like, there's got to be an answer out there. And I was a massage junkie. I went to the chiropractor. I went for acupuncture. And not that there wasn't anything wrong with those. They helped me to a point. But I just felt like there had to be something more out there.
Sure.
So that was kind of, it's my quest to make myself feel better is kind of how I came across it. When I quit competing, I went back to what I had gone to school for, which was exercise science. So I started doing some personal training. And I got introduced to MAT through my boss at the time. And he, you know, he used to give me a hard time because I was always trying to stretch and do yoga and trying to get rid of the tightness in my body. And all it did was kept coming back. And so he introduced me to the MAT and he started working on me. And it was night and day difference the way my body started feeling. I was starting to get long-term effects instead of it being every single day I had to go through and try to stretch out those same muscles over and over and over again. And my body just started turning around and moving forward. And it was about a year after the work that I had, you know, I started getting, I decided to get certified in the program myself. And it's you know, become a career path for me, and I'm helping people. And I feel like it's changed my life and I'm changing other people's lives.
Awesome. That's fabulous. Congratulations. It sounds interesting because I've been a long time, if you've listened to the show, and you said that you have, I've been a long time advocate of yoga.
Yep.
And practitioner. And it's helped, but I still have lower back issues. I think I have sciatica is basically my biggest issue is my sciatica. And like yesterday, I played 18 holes yesterday on a course out here in Northern California, very hilly course. It's a tough walk. It's 5.5, close to 6 mile walk. And there are many hills. So much so. One of the hills is so extreme that you, between number 13 and number 14, you have to take an elevator up the side of the hill.
Okay, yeah, that's a little extreme.
Right. So, I mean, like, if you're in a golf cart, lazy fools, why do so many people? If you're in a golf cart, you can drive up a path. But if you're walking like I was, they give you an elevator up the side of a hill.
That's great.
And it's very cool. I took some pictures going, all right, this is the most unique spot in a most unique golf spot in Marin County. But anyway, so after that, you know, walking those hills, my hips started hurting me again. And like, I had to stretch it out, and it was like, it affected my swing and, you know.
Yep.
So all those things. So I'm intrigued. I want to know, some of the research that you sent me talks about Peyton Manning.
Yes. Yes. Greg Rostoff, he's actually the founder of MAT. He's based out in Denver. And so hence, you know, Peyton Manning being out there. He works with the Denver Broncos and some of the other sports teams out there. And Peyton Manning has had the work done. And, you know, that's how he came back from his neck surgery. That was a big part of his recovery. And, you know, he's back playing professional football. I mean, that's a lot of impact. And to be able to do that after neck surgery, that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, for those who aren't familiar with Peyton Manning, he's one of the all-time great quarterbacks in history in American football. And he had neck surgery. It affected his game tremendously. And then he had to have the surgery. And the team said, yeah, I don't think you're ever going to come back. You're too old for this. And so they let him go, and he was picked up by another team, and he came back and had a great year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty impressive. And, you know, when you're dealing with injuries at that level, it's something that you're going to have to probably, you know, keep getting the muscle activation done, because now you're dealing with a structural change in there, but it's something that also allows you to keep doing the things that you love to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so now explain to me, what is MAT?
Okay. So muscle activation techniques, it's different from other modalities because our main focus is not on the tightness in the body. Hmm. A lot of things such as yoga and massage and, you know, other modalities, they're focusing on that tightness and trying to get rid of the tightness. The whole philosophy behind muscle activation techniques is that the tightness is there because it's the protective mechanism of the body. The body's trying to stabilize a joint that has instability in it. So that tightness always wants to come back because that instability is still there. So what we do is we use the tightness as a guide as to where the instability is, but our focus is on figuring out which muscles aren't contracting the right way, which ones are basically like misfiring and they're not getting the communication from the nervous system properly. So what happens is then the body starts to compensate, it starts to tighten up, it starts to protect the joint because there's this imbalance going on. So what our goal is to figure out which muscles aren't firing the right way. And then we actually do a hands-on stimulation of the muscle where the muscle attaches. So we're going in with the hands. So a lot of people would compare it to massage in that sense, but it's not really, because we don't deal with the tightness or the body of the muscle. We only go to where the muscle attaches, and that actually sends a signal to the nervous system, and we get that communication going. And it actually, you'll see that instant result on the table, which is pretty cool.
Wait. Go. Let's move on to that one. You see instant results on the table.
You do. So for instance, so we start with the range of motion exam. And then from there, we decide, let's say it's your internal rotation of your hip is really limited compared to the other side. Hmm. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'll go through and I will actually do a muscle test for every single muscle that can take you into internal rotation with that hip. And if the muscle tests strong, we leave it alone. We don't touch it. If it tests weak, then we go in and do this hands-on stimulation. We go back and retest the muscle, and that muscle will test solid.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. I see the most amazing things every day on the table, and it just blows me away.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And as you get through all those muscles, you actually will start to see the range of motion open up as well, because the body stops. It lets go of that protective mechanism and says, okay, I'm sensing stability in here now. I'll give you the range that you want. So it lets that joint actually open up and give you the range.
This is so interesting.
I thought so. That's why I got into it.
How can these, so explain to me the muscle imbalance.
Okay. The muscle imbalance. So there's so many different things that can cause it. You know, there's, unfortunately, we don't have the answers. Everybody asks, well, why does the muscle lose the communication? Why does it lose that? It could be injury. Mm-hmm. It could be overuse. It could be repetitive motion, with which we get in a lot of sports. It could be partly the aging process, you know, just our body's natural aging process as we use it. And if you don't continue to get that maintenance done, it's kind of like as if we're like the muscle mechanics. We kind of tune up the muscular system. And it's like driving your car. If you never get it tuned up, that car is not going to last.
Did you just say that we can turn back the aging process? Is that what you're implying?
Kind of.
Okay, you just got a lot of people signing up. I can guarantee that.
Well,
including,
you know,
me.
I'm telling you, I feel better than I did 2 years ago when I started getting this work done. I look back and I'm like, I've come such a long way. And I've had a lot, like I said, I've had a pile of issues, you know, like I said, from two ACL surgeries to hip problems to shoulder problems and even back problems. And when I look at where I was, I still have work to go for myself. But when I look back, I am so much better than I was 2-3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you say you still have work to do, this is an ongoing process, or at some point can you be, I'm done, I fixed it, it's all better now?
Well, are you going to stop using your body?
At some point, yeah.
Well, you know, that's the terminal end. But, you know, what happens is, and this is what I tell people when I start working with them. I say, give me a chance. Let's go, whether it's, I might say, if you can do once a week to start. And let's get through the main issues that you have. Let's say it's a hip problem or your sciatica or whatever that is. We don't treat specific things such as sciatica. We look for that imbalance. But let's try to get through your major issue areas where you really feel like you have that problem. Let's get you moving where you feel like you're making that progress. And then from there, you can kind of tone it down where it becomes a maintenance thing for you. So if, you know, a lot of people, I get them initially because they have some kind of major issue. But, you know, they can definitely, I have people that come and see me once a month. They see me, you know, once every 6 weeks. But then I also have the people that just love it and they come see me every week. So it's, you know, it can be adjusted. You're going to get a benefit no matter how often you use it.
And this is not something like I can go do yoga by myself.
Yes, you can.
Every day. This is not something I can do. I can learn and take care of myself. I need to have a mat therapist.
So ideally is to have an MAT specialist to work with. Now there are isometric exercises that you can do on your own, which I have incorporated into a lot of my clients' routines. So that helps them kind of maintain a lot of the things that they're doing. And
it maintains the flexibility or the looseness of.
Yep. So the isometric contractions that you can do can actually help increase range of motion as well, and can help strengthen the muscle. What you have to understand is what we're working on too, is we're working on the communication part of the muscle. So we're trying to make the muscle communicate properly so that it maintains the proper tension. So when you apply force to it, it knows it responds immediately. So you can go through and you can strength train and do all these other things, but sometimes you're reinforcing the compensation that's happening in your body already.
I know that for some sports, that is, say you're doing weight training, you can go a little bit overboard and it prevents range of motion.
Correct. Because then again, you're surpassing what the muscles can handle. It then has a tendency to cause you to tighten up, and it can limit your performance. You know, overtraining could be your own worst enemy as well.
Oh, wow.
You know? Like, you can have undertraining and overtraining, and you got to find that happy balance. You need the rest time. You need the recovery time. And that's the nice thing about MAT as well. It's one of those things that you can do on your off day. You can do it on your off day. You can do it prior to going out and performing. It doesn't have to be an after the fact thing, because it's going to make you improve your performance, basically.
So it's not necessarily reactive. You can be proactive on this.
Correct.
And if you've let's go back to the weight training idea again, and you're doing the weight training, you're pushing yourself. Can the muscle activation technique, MAT, Can it help you like break through and even go farther in your goals of yes. whatever sport you're doing?
Absolutely. Hmm. Absolutely. Because if you have all the muscles firing on all cylinders, it's amazing how your body will respond and things will feel a lot less of an effort for you. Like when everything's firing 100%, like you doing a squat, you feel like you have like super strength. Actually, it's pretty crazy how I've gone out and like, whether it's playing golf or gone out and wakeboarded after I've had sessions done, and your body knows internally what it's supposed to do when you've practiced enough. And when I go out there and I've had MAT done, it's just, it feels like it's effortless. I don't have to think about it. My body just does it because everything's firing all cylinders. And if my body's out of alignment, I'm sure you've had those days where you've gone out and it just seems like everything's an effort. Like you cannot, it's not effortless. It feels like you're struggling for every swing. You're struggling for everything that you're doing and you can't figure out why.
Yeah. Yeah. You've seen me play.
So that's the cool thing about it is not only does it improves the performance, but it takes all your practice that you're doing out there, whether it's on the course, whether it's in the gym, and it actually just it improves all of that. It makes it that much easier.
All right. Well, let's talk about golfers. Let's talk about Matt and golfers, and let's. What do you see as a golfer, but also working with golfers who have this, when they come in, do you see something consistent that's going on in the imbalance that's happening in muscles?
Yeah. You know, a lot of times, one of the biggest things is you'll put people on the table and you'll see rotation issues in the trunk or hip imbalance. And those are both things. I mean, you need your hips to be able to open and you need to be able to rotate through the trunk so that you can create the proper forces through. And that's a lot of people's limitation. If they cannot perform the motion that they're supposed to, you can go and get lessons every day and try to do that over and over again. But if your body doesn't want you to do the motion, it's not going to, you know? So obviously you need to have the lessons. You need to have all of that because you have to have those proper skills, but then you also need your body to be able to perform those skills. So that's how the muscle activation can come into play with improving your golf performance.
Mm. And so what things do you see specifically that are consistent with golfers that Matt helps, the benefits?
Okay, so big thing is opening up trunk rotation. Mm-hmm. I actually work with a golf pro up in the Illinois area here, and the first time I got him on the table, we sat him down and his rotation to the right was good.
So that's his backswing?
Yeah, his mm-hmm. backswing was great. His rotation to the left.
Follow through?
Like about half of what his rotation to the right was.
Interesting.
And so I worked on him. He actually went out and played that afternoon. And this was the first time I had worked on him. He said it was unbelievable to him just how easy his motion was. He couldn't believe the range that he had. And he said he actually had an amazing round, you know, and that was working on him that same morning. So it's definitely.
And that was his first session.
First session.
That's a heck of a testimonial.
It is. It's like he's absolutely blown away by it, you know, and yeah. And he was fit, you know, he works out on a regular basis. He does a lot of the TPI stuff and all of that definitely helps. You need to have all the aspects, but, it's pretty cool to see the range open. And then you're not only opening range, but you're increasing the strength and the contractibility of the muscle as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you call on those, they're doing what you want it to do. And it gives you the range. It gives you that motion that you need.
So Matt is not instead of, it's in addition to.
Correct.
Everything
correct.
Else that you're doing.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you still need to be going to the gym and working out and, you know, and making sure you're practicing all your skills on the golf course and all of that. It's not like some magic fix that you're just going to be like, oh, I'm going to do MAT and now I'm going to go shoot par.
Really?
Unfortunately, that's
really?
Not quite.
No, I was so excited. Now I'm bummed.
Sorry to disappoint.
So give me some ideas of obviously what he did, but what other benefits for golfers do we find with Matt?
Okay. Hips are another big thing, is getting the range of motion in your hips to open. And a lot of times you'll see, you know, you might have an external limitation on one side or an internal limitation on the other. By balancing those out, you're going to get the hips to open. You're going to be able to follow through and get the turn that you need through that. That's, you know, it's really the biggest benefit, is just giving you the range and giving the muscles working in the way that they're supposed to. It's hard to explain how, you know, until you get on the table and you actually experience it. You know, it's like I've talked to so many people and I was like, just come and experience it for one time. And it's really crazy what the response that they get. They're like, are you sure you're pushing as hard? They're always questioning me. And I'm like, no, I'm telling you, it's you're getting stronger on the table.
You mean it doesn't hurt when you're doing it? I mean, because then I would say, wait, are you sure you're doing something over there? Because I don't feel a thing, right? Is that what's going on?
Well, I wish it was that simple. There are some of them can be a little tender and stuff. But as far as like the muscle testing, they have a tendency to say, you're not pushing as hard. So the second time around, they're saying, are you really testing that muscle the same as you were before? Or I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm pushing harder than I was. Like, you want me to test harder? I will, you know? So they're always questioning me. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, it's the same force that I was applying before, if not more, you know? So I'm always, wow. I'm always getting accused of, are you sure? Are you sure you're pushing as hard as you were? But yeah, so it's, you know, it's going to make your swing more consistent. That's the other thing it's going to give you. It's going to give you a more consistent swing, because your swing path, you're not going to have to adjust for the muscles that aren't firing properly, if that makes sense. You know, so you know the swing path your body needs to be in, and you're trying to keep that. And if your body doesn't want you to go in that path, it's going to figure out ways to compensate. The body's brilliant at that. So you might have a tendency then to lift your head because you're trying to get into a position to turn all the way through. So then you're lifting your head and your shoulders to get that range, where if the muscles are working the right way, you're able to swing through without having to lift up to get into the range that you're trying to get into.
So, you know, on all the teachers that I've interviewed on this program, and I always ask, what do people ask for when they come in? You know, like, I want to be more consistent. I want more distance.
Right.
You're telling me that you're going to get both of those from this?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I really do. My fiance says if I work on him before, it's probably at least a 4 to 5 stroke difference in his game.
Oh man.
And that's big, you know?
That's big, because that's on the long end of the club, not the putting part, I'm sure.
And I'm going to tell you too, he's kind of a wimp, so he does not like to get worked on. So if he's asking me to work on him, he's, you know, it makes a difference in his game.
I'm so happy for you, Laura, but you've been bad-mouthing that guy all this entire program.
Now.
No, you called him a wimp. I cannot wait. And of course, you're not saying his name, but I can't wait till he hears this show and on his commute and he comes home and says, what were you saying about me?
He knows right.
He's right. Well, we don't know who he is, but we'll figure it out. And so how does this differ than all the other kinds of therapies that we can do for ourselves, you know, from chiropractors to physical therapists? How does this differ?
How does it differ? The bottom line is we're trying to strengthen versus, and physical therapy, they do a combination of strengthening and stretching and stuff like that. A chiropractor, they adjust the skeletal system. We focus on the muscles. We're 100% muscle. That's the only thing we work on. So that's how that differs there. Massage, they're going after the tightness typically. They're trying to get rid of the tightness, but like we spoke earlier, that tightness wants to keep coming back because it's trying to protect for the weakness. So if that weakness still exists and you're not getting that communication, that tightness keeps coming back.
So on something like I have with the sciatica, which is nerve based, right?
Yep.
From the spine.
Correct.
Would this versus you saying chiropractor, skeletal, your muscle, would this be actually better for me than seeing a chiropractor?
Well, it's a combination of things. I work with people that'll see a chiropractor and also see me, which it can work together. These modalities can work great together sometimes too. The chiropractor gets you in a line. We get the muscles working that are probably pulling your skeletal system back out of line.
Oh.
So it's one of those things. If you're put into alignment, those muscles aren't firing the right way, it's going to start pulling you back out on a regular basis, you know? So what we're trying to do is get the muscles to work the right way so they don't start pulling you back out of that alignment.
Okay. And what kind of exercises would complement this, or should we avoid if we're doing that?
I wouldn't say that you should avoid any exercises unless there's a real specific issue that you're having. And that would be, then your MAT specialist would probably tell you, you know what, let's stray away from this. But in general, our goal is to have you being able to go out there and do all these activities, increasing what your body can handle. So your body will be able to tolerate more and more force. The one thing maybe is taking any stretches to the extreme. Mm-hmm. I always tell people when they're going through their stretching routines, make sure you're actively going through those stretching routines. Try not to use a lot of excess outside force because So if you're stretching and you're using, let's say, a yoga strap or you're using a wall to stretch out your shoulder, if you're pushing excessively on that, now you're trying to push yourself way past where your body wants you to get. And that can create more instability in that joint. Granted, it's given you that temporary relief where it feels better, but you can actually lose the contractile ability of the muscle. So because what happens is if you stretch that muscle too far, you can create slack in the muscle. And that's not necessarily a good thing. It might temporarily feel like you're a little bit more open, but you might not have the control. You might not have the stability of that joint. So now you might be giving yourself more range, but the question is, are you stable in that range that you're giving yourself?
I got it now. Okay. That makes sense. So you said you're in the Chicago area.
I am.
And we've got this global audience of Golf Smarter listeners that are going to be showing up on your doorstep now because they want more length and more consistency.
I hope.
It may not be practical, but hopefully I know we have obviously have some listeners in Chicago and they'll be come knocking on your door too. But how long has this been going on? When did this get started?
MAT has been around, I think, about 12 years.
Okay, so it's relatively new.
Yep. And I'll tell you the story of most people I know. Greg tells the story is he had back problems. He had serious back problems from playing football and everything else. And he wasn't happy with the results he was getting from all the modalities out there. So he kept looking for more and started working with biomechanics specialists and, you know, neuro specialists and trying to sort out what component are we missing? And what he sorted out, it was that muscular component. We're not getting those muscles to work the right way. And that's where the problem's coming from. So a lot of the MAT specialists out there have my story where we've been there, we've had the issues. This was our quest to fix ourselves and now we're able to help other people as well.
And how can we, obviously, here I am in California, in Chicago. I'm sorry, but I'm not coming to have you do this work. How do we find somebody locally?
You can go to muscleactivation.com.
Okay.
That is the main website. And there is a part that you can click on. It says find a specialist in your area.
Oh, perfect.
And they'll have a list listed by state. And then, you know, obviously you can find a city that's close to you. They have, you know, emails and phone number contacts for all the specialists out there. And the cool thing is like they're still Greg is not stopping on this MAT. He's finding ways to make it so that the muscles hold longer, you know, that we're getting longer lasting results. The guy's amazing when it comes to research. He's never happy with what he has. And so we're constantly going back and learning more and ways to make it all better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. And what about your website? Where do we find more information from you about you?
You can find me at thebodytech.com, and it's thebodytech.com.
Awesome. Laura, thank you so much. Congratulations on being engaged to a wimp.
He's going to love that.
And hate me. And thank you again for reaching out and for sharing this information. This is really valuable stuff. I truly appreciate it. And best of luck to you. And I hope you find a date.
We'll work on it.
Up next, Ken Doherty, head golf professional at the Marin Country Club, returns for two episodes that are full of very helpful tips and instructions. I played around this weekend with Golf Smarter member John Pappas. John was responsible for introducing us all to John Lag Erickson a few episodes back. So thank you, John, for the introduction, and thanks for coming out and playing over at Stone Tree with me. I had a great time, and for bringing your friends who also study with Lag Erickson. That was awesome. Anyway, as today's show also testifies, I do respond to your suggestions. So if you have any ideas, questions or comments, please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.